Right now, we're excited to talk with George Oliphant from George to the Rescue, one of the very popular home improvement shows where they go and help folks who are having design issues and getting things fixed up. And George is here to talk about things that are going on in your kitchen and bath. Are you at the kitchen and bath industry show down there? Well, tell me about your location right now, George.
Yeah, actually, I am at the kitchen and bath show here in Orlando. It goes on every year. I circled the calendar. Obviously, we didn't have it last year because of COVID, but it's back and better than ever. Anyone who is a kitchen and bath or even a construction enthusiast should definitely find a way to check it out one year. You're going to see, so it's literally a feast for the eyes. There's so much that's happening every year in this industry. Things are changing for the better, getting more energy efficient. Things are getting smarter. I've seen a couple of great things since I've been down here, and I'm having a great time.
So let's talk.
I'm going to report it back.
Yeah, well, it's always this time of the year we get a lot of those things where we want to see about our, you know, improving our kitchen and bath. What's some of the things that are catching your eye that you want to talk about this morning?
Well, the first thing that caught my eye was not something that I was like, oh, I'm going to gravitate to, but I thought, oh, this is something for wine aficionados or home chefs or designers. But no, this is for anyone who likes to just have a nice glass of vino every once in a while or all the time. The Signature Kitchen Suite award-winning under-counter wine fridge is awesome. It's got wine cave technology, which I didn't even know existed. And what that does is it protects your wine from the four damaging elements, which is vibration, light, changes in humidity, and temperature. It also has a sommelier app, which is part of these appliances getting smarter. It's going to read your label, and it's going to remember what shelf you put it on in your wine fridge. Wine fridge, even though it's under counter, holds 41 bottles. It's got two different zones, and it's very versatile. So if you have a stainless steel appliance in your kitchen, you can go with that option. If you want panel ready, it has that. So that was one of those things which is like, oh, my gosh, like put that on the wish list. That is really cool.
Yeah, anything you can get kind of under the counter out of the way. But 41 bottles, that seems like it's that's bigger than a mini fridge that I've been involved in.
Yeah, no, totally. It literally is like a wine cave, but under counter. It's spectacular. Another really cool thing I saw, I have four kids at home who aren't great at doing the dishes. I was mesmerized by the LG Top Control dishwasher. It's got Quad Wash Pro, which is all these different jets that just blast whatever's on your plates and your cutlery and your glassware. It also has what's called True Steam. So if the jets don't get it off, it will. So all that crud comes off. And then it's got the dynamic heat dry, which is going to get all of your dishes dry. It does all this. It's energy efficient. Gets it done within an hour. It has a adjustable three racks so that you can fit more in a load and do less loads. And you know it's good because it is a Best of KBIS 2022 award finalist. So, yeah, dishwashers have come a long way. And last but certainly not least, again, being energy efficient, doing what you can to, you know, obviously we would love those creature comforts, but we also want to do what we can to protect our planet. The Energy Star certified inverter heat pump water heater from LG is spectacular. It's cutting edge, sustainable technology, is very efficient. Alternative to electric resistant and gas water heaters. So with that, you're going to save money and you're going to save the planet. I think that checks all the boxes.
With technology like that, and from your experience too, what's the way to install something like that? What other things are needed other than just being able to put it in place? Do you know?
That's it. I mean, for as far as like, you know, with the dishwasher, that's not hard at all. You just take it out. You take out your old dishwasher, you put the new one in. Same with the wine fridge, and then with the water heater. Yeah, you're going to want a plumber to come in. That's one thing. You know, obviously it's a water heater, so you're going to want a certified plumber to come in to get it installed. But other than that, it's great. It's very sleek. It's cool. It's much smaller than your traditional like 50 or 75 gallon water heaters. And so wherever you're keeping that, you can put this there.
Yeah, I've yet to advance to any of this smart technology like with my faucets or the other things, which is out there as well, which I guess if you haven't lived with it, you're not sure what the advantages are. What are some of the things that you've seen out there that maybe bring technology into our kitchens and things like in the bath as well?
Right. So a lot of that, I mean, it is great. I've gotten a lot of this with George Tereski, too, where we've had, smart faucets where you can, like, hey, I'm getting ready. I mean, it works a lot for us with people with disabilities because they can use, like, Alexa and say, hey, you know, Siri, turn on the or Alexa, turn on the shower. And you can have it can be programmed, or you can, you know, tell it, at, you know, at this temperature, warm, hot. It also has sensors, so it knows, like, let's say you're filling up your coffee pot, and then you step away to do something else. It'll shut off when the pot's full. It knows, like, oh, I'm going to fill up, you know, four cups or, you know, six cups or whatever. The little things, like when you don't need, you know, that extra energy being exerted, it will dial it back on everything from refrigerators to faucets to water heaters to wine fridges. So that's one of the cool things is that, you know, they're not leaning on the consumer to actually make these moves. The actual appliance is doing for you.
What about the trends as far as colors or styles? You know, are we still like in a sort of a brushed silver, black? Where are things going in that?
Yeah, so black was really big like 2 years ago, and there's still definitely an element of that. People have definitely started to go into the world of mattes. So for a long time, it was like, you know, high gloss. Now it's mattes. Stainless steel is, oh, I think it's one of those timeless things. You're always going to find stainless steel options. But yeah, people are starting to have like color pops, and it's amazing actually. The, you know, it used to be like, oh, I can only get a, you know, my fridge in white or maybe black or stainless steel. Now you can literally get it in whatever color you want. I've seen greens, I've seen blues, I've seen Ferrari red. It's so yeah, it, you know, it allows people to really show their personality in their kitchen with their appliances.
I want a dishwasher where I can watch the dishes getting washed. Other than the demonstration model, does that even exist out there anywhere?
I have not seen that, but you and I obviously are similar in that sense. I would like to just kind of plunk down in front of my dishwasher every once in a while and just watch it go. I have on my washer and dryer, I do have glass doors, and I have definitely been known to watch the spin cycle a few times. Mesmerizing. I don't know. I know that it would be a great option for my 4-year-old daughter. She just sit her in the kitchen while we're doing her thing. Just wash the dishes for a little bit. But and speaking of watching, a lot of these appliances are now coming with screens as well. So not only can you watch the news or listen to a podcast, but also you can use them to like check email or like make a grocery list. Like, oh, hey, I, you know, remind me I need eggs next time I go to the store. And then your refrigerator will do that for
right.
you.
Right. Know what the inventory is. Because there's a point where I'm at the grocery store in the aisle and I have this sort of mental picture. I remember the last time I looked in there, I remember seeing the milk and then there was orange juice and something else behind it. This way you can kind of get a better idea on it. But
you can. No, I mean, it sounds like so space-age Jetsons, but it's all real. Like, you can be at the supermarket and if you have a smart refrigerator, you're like, oh, what did I forget? You look on your smartphone, since we all have these like pocket computers now. And you talk to your friend, and your friend's like, oh, yeah, you need orange juice, eggs, and milk, and your cheese is moldy, so buy some more cheddar.
Right. And maybe it'll tell you about the lonely frozen hunk of whatever that was in the freezer that you pushed to the back you didn't know about. It's maybe time to clean through and look through that inventory.
It sounds like you and I have similar freezers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, George, if people want to find out some of the things you talked about, where's a good place to get some details on those?
I highly recommend people try to make the pilgrimage down to Cavis for next year's show. It really is worth the price of admission. But right now, go to signaturekitchensuite.com or lg.com.
Sounds good. George Oliphant from George to the Rescue joining us this morning. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Hey, it's good to be on with you. Thanks for having me.